I was afraid you weren't able to hear that. You can
hear it. I could definitely hear it. Yeah. That's a cool new intro song.
Well, you know what it used to be? I used to use it for my Let's Cook program on KENN. So, yeah, it's just a little sting that I added. So that we stay nice and legal, I guess, is the best way I know how to put that.
Yes, no copyrighted music.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So... songs about David's big booties.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Oh, nothing. Continue.
Oh, continue. Where are you from?
I don't know. Well, I don't know what that was. That sounded weird. Continue.
Well, you know, we got a lot of things going on, and I want to say, I guess congratulations are in order. I know there's no, he hasn't put a ring on it, right?
No, this is the very, very beginning.
Yeah, okay.
So your guess of congratulations is appreciated. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you have a sweetheart, new sweetheart. And you know, he has to meet my approval. You realize that, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm like daddy. I mean, you know.
So is he going to have to, like,
gonna have to take care of my girl?
A test to see if he...
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'll come up with one for him.
Okay.
Well, listen, we're putting together this podcast rather quickly. I feel like I've been kind of selfish. And I know you have a chronic condition. And we've talked about what I'm going through, and I still... had physical therapy today. It's getting better, but I'm getting impatient, and we'll talk more about that. Today's program is all about you, April. I want to know more, and I love that little smile that you gave. I want to know more.
Thanks.
I wish we had video, but, you know, this one is. Eventually we will. We're going to do that, too. Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to have YouTube. Oh, before I forget, too, you can now follow the link on our Buzzsprout page. Or any place you download it, there'll be a link on there where you can give us money. And I can't really call it a donation, but I will tell you that we are, at this point, we're really, really no profit. We are like, if you looked at our P&L, it'd be all red. Because it costs money to put these on, it costs money for the equipment, it costs money for the websites, and so on and so forth. And... so all we're doing is just, if you like what you hear, just follow that link. And I don't care if you give us a buck, just whatever. But the link will be down there and you can give. And there's two you can choose from. You can choose from my original program, The General's Wake Up Call, which is still going strong. It's in its third season. You can choose for that one, or you can choose for the Glow Up Chronicles. And we'd like for you, obviously, to do the Glow Up Chronicles so we can tell... we're going to have a little contest between the Wake Up Call and the Grow Up Chronicles to see who can raise the most money. So
even if it's a dollar, whatever, it's fair. That would really help us get up and going.
Now, keep in mind, for every dollar that you give us, I have to pay PayPal, I think, 33 cents or something. So,
oh, you do?
Yeah, something like that. But you can donate. You can donate like $1.33. So we get the dollar, they get the 33 cents.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you can set it up that way. All right, so let's go back. We're going to digress a little bit to the beginning of the conversation, but I definitely want to get out about the money.
Right, but now you want to talk about me, huh?
I do, because because you have a new beau, and but I have felt like I've been kind of selfish in talking about me, and we really haven't, and kind of me felt like, I didn't know for sure whether you really wanted to go deep into what your problem, what your chronic illness is. Is it an illness or a condition?
It's a chronic illness. Yes. I have trigeminal neuralgia. And so it affects the trigeminal nerve. So right here on the left side of my face, and it's all tied in through the trigeminal nerve that goes up through the brain, goes down the brainstem, and then, my neck is where I have the original weakness from a car accident I was in.
How old were you when you had the car accident?
Let's see. It was the beginning of 2004. So I was, oh, I'm going to tell my age. Okay. Well, just for the record.
You already have.
After I turned 30, I started going backwards. So in a couple of weeks, I am turning 24.
Okay.
But in 2004, I was 19. So, I mean, anyways, just saying, I'm 24 this year.
So obviously it was a pretty bad accident.
It was. So I was in the back of my grandparents' van. We were going to our, once a week on Saturdays, we would go to Sam's Club, or no, it was Costco. We'd go to Costco, and my grandpa would get his prescriptions filled, and we'd always, like, hit up the snack bar, and it was, like, our little thing that we did every Saturday. So we're stopped at a stoplight, and someone wasn't paying attention, and they just, like, full on speed, collided into the back of us. And I was not wearing a seatbelt.
Oh, gosh.
And so, needless to say, I had whiplash. But it was also, like, thinking that I was invincible. And I'm like, oh, I'm fine, you know. And so I did the little chiropractor thing where you just go in and they do, like, a basic crack and let you out, you know. And I, you know, I thought I was fine. And so then fast forward many years, and then I started realizing that maybe I wasn't fine. I started feeling these weird, I don't know how to explain it, but basically like electric shocks in my face. And then they progressively got worse and worse. And the whole left side of my face would just get really swollen. I've had 4 kids. I've felt childbirth labor. The pain was far worse than that. Like, to the point where I would just scream into my pillow because it hurt so bad. And, you know, I didn't know what was wrong. And so I was like, well, maybe I'll go see a dentist. Like, maybe I just have a really weird tooth thing going on or an infection or something. And so I remember going to see the dentist, and he said, well, you know, like, TMJ is something that, like, you can feel pain in your mouth. Like, maybe you're grinding your teeth at night. So let's set you up with a night guard. And so I did that for about 9 months. It didn't seem to help. And then the pain was just getting to the point where it's like every single day I was just like feeling like this sharp electrocuting pain in my face, and it would radiate up into my head. And it was, I'm so sorry, I'm getting emotional, but
take a breath.
Okay. I think back at that time in my life, and it's like, I don't know how I survived it. Like, I really don't. I would not wish that kind of pain on my worst enemy. You know, they it's nicknamed the suicide disease.
Oh, and no kidding.
I understand why it is. And I'm completely honest. Wow. I have considered that, like, more than once, you know, when the pain was at its worst. So fast forward, I ended up being referred to a specialist who is over TMJ in Albuquerque. And so he did an x-ray. Really, it was supposed to be of my mouth, but my neck bone showed up in the back of the x-ray. And so he looked at it and he said, I don't see any indications of TMJ. And he's like, and I'm not a neck specialist by any means. He said, but I've never seen anything like this. He's like, you really need to get your neck taken care of. This is the craziest thing I've ever seen. You know? And so I said, well, what? Like, really? What do you mean? You know? And anyways, and so I was, so I went and saw my doctor about it and visited with him. And so he said, well, you know what? Like, let's get you a referral and let's go see, you know, a specialist for spine and pain. And so, I'm not going to say what place it was, but where I went, they did not do x-ray.
Yeah.
And they just kind of said, well, you know, you're young and you look fine. I don't think that there's anything wrong with you. And so that was that. And so then I would still, you know, have these surges of electric shock.
Okay, go through so my how face. Long a period is this now? How long has this been going on at this point?
So this started in 2014 and we're in 2021 now. So there was a span of years where I didn't know what I had.
How long did it before you got the right treatment, I guess, is where I'm going.
Okay. So even that, it's not a clear cut answer. So I guess if we're going to just dive into it, then I will get to that. But it's, okay. You know, it was definitely a process even figuring out what I had. And so one day I got to the point where the pain was just so crazy bad that I went to the emergency room and thinking, hey, like maybe they can give me something at least.
Some morphine.
Crazy, you know, and I just have to interject a little side story. If my ex-husband's listening to this, he'll probably get mad, but there was one time when we were married and he had actually had a lot of broccoli, and so he was having really bad stomach pains, you know, and so he went to the ER, and they gave him a morphine drip and everything because he was in so much pain, like he was hunched over and he was, you know, like from in a broccoli? Lot of pain, and anyways, pussy. It ended up being gas, you know, was the problem. And so I thought, well, you know, if they gave him morphine, like, for bad gas, like, maybe they'll think of something they can do to help me, you know. And I actually made the mistake of saying that I thought that maybe I had TMJ. And so then once that was there, then they said, oh, well, just go home and put a warm washcloth on your face, and that'll help you feel better. And I was like, I don't think that will, but... Okay, and so anyways, that visit to the ER knocked me to the top of the list to go speak with someone who actually had more knowledge. And when it was all said and done, they said, okay, you know what, we're gonna try this medicine for you. And if this seems to help after however long time period it was, I really don't remember at this point, then that means that it is putting a stent on that part of your brain that's connected to the trigeminal nerve.
Oh, wow.
So I did. What's that?
I said, oh, wow.
Yeah. So it was crazy. It was a very, very heavy duty medicine that made me very tired. I would fall asleep randomly, uncontrollably. And then I, you know, went on to see a neurologist, and then I was officially diagnosed with trigeminal neuralgia. And so it was, okay, this is what I have. And I stayed on that medication for at least a year. But my quality of life was horrible. And just to interject, I have four kids and one of them is special needs and takes a lot of attention. And so I didn't like how things were going. I didn't think that it was fair for them to have a mom that would fall asleep, you know, all the time. And like, I really couldn't control it. Like, and it was scary. There were times where I was driving and then I'd feel my eyelids start to close. And, it terrified me. I happened to search on Facebook and I found a support group for people who had trigeminal neuralgia. And let me just tell you, that a lot of these people are in extreme pain all the time. A lot of them talk about killing themselves all the time. And like, that's the topic of conversation most of the time. And we all could understand because we all
have been,
you know,
going through it.
Yeah. And then there was, and so I almost left because I just felt like it, like every time I read it, like it just made me feel super depressed, you know? And then something caught my attention. And then they were mentioning an Atlas cervical specialist. So really, really basically, it's like a chiropractor, but he or she, the person, specializes in the top bones in the neck, the Atlas bone, because that's where, you know, your brainstem goes through and your nerves are all connected to that. And so I ended up... looking it up, I Googled the closest one to me and I found one, a place in Durango. And so I've been going there ever since. And that helped me immensely. It really, really did. However, I was still getting flare-ups, but they weren't as often, but they were still happening. And it got to the point where I decided I wasn't going to do the medication anymore. And I was just going to live through the flare-ups. And then if I needed to go to Durango, I'd go to Durango. But I needed to be able to do everything I needed to do to be a mom. I needed to be able to take my daughter. She's had more than 15 surgeries. I needed to be able to drive her to Albuquerque and be able to stay with her in the hospital, or Ronald McDonald House really is where we stayed. And so I decided I was going to go off the meds. And then fast forward a while of the only change really being seeing the Atlas doctor. I read something about how much your diet can affect inflammation in your body. And I was thinking, what? Like, that sounds weird, you know? And so I read this whole book, and it was talking about how going vegan could help the inflammation in your body. And so I thought, okay, well, I'll try it. You know, I like a good cheeseburger, but I'll try it. And so for me, it wasn't because I thought, oh, you know, it wasn't for moral reasons, which I know that some people do for that, and I totally applaud that. For me, it was really because I was just trying to find something to help with the pain. And I did it. I committed 4 months to doing it. And I would still get these crazy flare-up days. And so I thought, okay, well, that's not helping inflammation. And then I came across some information that was on the total opposite spectrum. And it was the keto diet. And it was talking about how those simple carbs, especially gluten, can actually make you in an inflamed state, and how sugar can like totally increase your inflammation in your body. And so I wasn't really trying to, I mean, I wanted to lose weight. I knew I needed to lose weight. I was working out, but more than anything else, like I just wanted to find something that would help with the pain. And so
you're looking for some comfort.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, going through a lot of other personal things, you know, and well, I think I mentioned earlier I'm divorced, so you know, like one can assume that there were some heavy other things going on at the same time, but really, I just wanted to not be in this extreme pain, and so I talked to my doctor about it, and then I also talked to the Atlas guy. So the Atlas guy was like totally all about it. My doctor wasn't super about it. And then I talked to my daughter's neurologist, because my daughter has seizures, so she sees a neurologist. And he was the one who convinced me to be all about it. And he actually follows the keto diet himself, and told me about all of the miracles that he's seen with people. And I say miracles, but really, he's seen the things that have happened when people have changed their diet, like what it can really do for someone. And he even said, you know, if I could get my daughter Brielle to commit to that, then he would be willing to like rethink her medication. However, she is her own person and she loves her carbs. And so that is not something that she's been willing to commit to, but I, you know, I just want her to know that option is there should she choose to when she's older. And so after speaking with all these people, I decided I was going to try it. And so I did, and I started to go months without feeling any flare-up.
Oh, my gosh.
And for me, that was crazy, you know? And so then I started to think, okay, well, what other things can pinpoint it? Like, when I say pinpoint it, like, pinpoint the cause. Like, what actually makes those nerves go crazy in your face? Because let's be real. Like, there's tons of nerve damage in this side, and it's the left side of my face. So what makes that happen? Like what, you know? And I would read other people's stories about it. And ultimately I decided to leave the support group I was in because most of it, people saying goodbye because they were about to kill themselves, you know, and then other people trying to say, no, don't kill yourself. And I just, you know, and I tried to be that person for a lot of people, you know. But it just got to the point where when you're in that much pain, it's like you don't want to hear about how someone else has found something that helps them. You're just in this totally different headspace. And I don't really know how to put words to it. But if you come across someone who has a chronic illness where it causes an extreme amount of pain, I guarantee you that all of them know, you know, I know someone who has MS, and I know she has a lot of really, really hard days. And so I know with MS, even like that's when they have a bad flare up day, like there's, it's, yeah, that, you know, so some of those painful things, you don't really understand unless you go through it, which I know you have your own things and everyone has their things, but that this is just my thing. So I decided to stay keto. And as a result, I also ended up losing like 70-ish pounds, like 75 pounds, you know.
You're one hot mama.
Oh, well, thank you. So I lost all this weight. And then I also realized the cold air on my face really will just send me into a flare-up, like right away. I realized that cold air on nerve damage is bad. And so for me, then I started to think, okay, well, what can I do to, like, if I'm going to go outside and it's a winter time. And so that's why even now I try to avoid going out if it's super windy or a cold day, because I know it's just going to like attack it. And then I'm going to have a horrible day. And so my husband at the time, he was really good about trying to find like little things to help wrap around my face, you know, so that we could still go places and things. But that was kind of a struggle. Another thing that I noticed is if I would get like super stressed out, I think that we like unknowingly kind of like clench up, you know, without realizing that that's what we're doing. And so I don't know if that's what I was doing because of the stress, but whatever, if I get super stressed out, then like I'm gonna go into a flare-up. And so that's also something. And then also my neck. And so if I can just balance all of those things, I don't have sugar, I do sometimes I'll have like my little cheats when I'm feeling cheaty, which isn't technically keto, but I've noticed like if I have things like more complex carbs, that it's not going to put me into a flare up. Like really it comes down to those simple carbs that will just set your nerves on fire, you know? So like I do have my little cheats. I had tater tots the other day and they were so amazing. And me, I hadn't had them for, you know, like a year. And so I was like, I'm so excited. but yeah, and so it didn't put me into a flare-up, and I was really happy about that.
All right, let me ask you something. I'm
talking a lot, sorry.
No, it's all right. I'm kind of curious. Is this, like, how do I ask this?
What?
Is this something that you were born with, or what was it due to the accident? I guess that's where I'm going.
Right. So, I mean, no one can like say for sure it's because of this, but with all the doctors that I've had to see with this, they all pinpoint that back, you know, is because I had that severe whiplash and it went years and years and years untreated. And when that happens, and your neck, you know, your neck is central to all of your nerves.
Absolutely, yes.
You know, and so when that much damage is done, over time, it can cause more and more damage. And basically, that's what caused the nerve damage in my face. Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, I have another thing I'm going to ask, and this may be, you might not want to share this, but how are you getting this taken care of? This can't be cheap. How are you getting it taken care of financially?
Okay, so something about, well, they're not my mother and father-in-law anymore, but they were. They actually are the ones who paid for my Atlas doctor appointments. They because they're a lot older, and they said, you know, we really, really want to be able to do something to help, and, you know, your kids are super little, and I don't, like, we don't feel like we can handle that, but if we can do something... And that's something that's been truly amazing. And even now that I'm not their daughter-in-law anymore, they actually still pay for that.
Oh, how nice is that? All right. So, well, here's the deal. Because we're able to take money now, okay, if anybody wants to contribute, just notate it in the contribution that that is to help you with whatever it is that you need, either for diagnosis, for treatment, whatever. So I would just urge anybody that's listening that wants to help financially, that we would be more than happy, or I'd be more than happy to see that it gets to you. Okay.
Thank you.
You betcha. Well, I know being a single mom, one thing is tough, but four kids, a single mom with four kids, not just one kid, but four kids, and two of them are teenagers, right?
Well, one's 12, but yeah, she's
almost a teenager.
Like, yeah. A teenager. Yeah. A 14-year-old, 12-year-old, 10 and 6.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, the 14-year-old looks taller than me. I saw pictures of him the other day. Holy cow. That's a big boy. That's a big boy.
He is. He's, I don't know, 6'3", 6'4". He's way bigger than me, and I'm 5'10", you know?
Yeah. Well, you're not a short woman for sure. I used to call my grandmother, who was almost 6 foot, my mother's mother, statuesque.
Statuesque. Okay.
Yeah. Did I pronounce it right?
I think so.
Was I even close to right?
I don't know. Earlier, I said something that just sounded bizarre, so maybe I'm the wrong person.
Yeah, you kind of threw me for a loop, because typically your English has been spot on. It's mine that has been, you know, everywhere. But all right, well, listen, April, I know I'm not quite sure when this will air. It'll probably be 2 weeks from or a week from Stacy Swesper. Did I get it right?
I think it's with like SH sound, so Swesher or something. I don't know.
Well, that was such a great interview.
Come back on and tell us again.
and you know, here's the other thing. I was gonna, in a roundabout way, to promote that podcast that we did, or excuse me, that chronicle that we did with her. The mindset. I'm anxious for you to get there now and to do that, because that's a mindset. I'm anxious to do it for myself, but now I'm even more anxious for you, because it's a mindset. It's a way to calm yourself, to just get in touch with your body. And
right.
I'm excited for both of us to do that. But now I feel like I hope you can get tremendous benefit from it.
I am like so intrigued by everything she talked about. I can't wait to try it. Honestly.
All right, my dear. Well, we've almost hit our limit for this month and number of minutes that we can download into our chronicle. I appreciate you sharing your story. I know that was difficult for you. I mean, to have to remember all of that. And I've told you in the past, you've got my number. You can call me anytime. I know that you're going this week, Wednesday. You're leaving Wednesday. You're Tuesday?
Yeah, I'm leaving Wednesday to stay the night before in Albuquerque, and then early Thursday morning, Brielle's having the surgery.
Okay, and what kind of surgery is she going to have?
So it's with lasers, but basically she has this mess that's hovering over her brain, and that's what causes her seizures. It also puts a lot of pressure on her eye. And this is all under the birthmark on her face. And so essentially they take these lasers. But it is a surgery, you know, they'll put her under with anesthesia.
Sure.
But it is done with lasers, and they basically just blow up like over and over and over, like little dots all over to blow up this mass that's underneath. And then, you know, after she'll look like it, you know, it's hard for her to go out in public because now she's getting self-conscious, but it looks older. Yeah, she is. You know, she's 10 and she is being homeschooled this year because of everything with the COVID. But basically, it just looks really dark purple and like bruised and blistery, like almost like she was like burned really bad, you know. And then it takes about 3 weeks to heal. And then after it heals, then even the whole birthmark is lighter. But more important is what's happening underneath that mass isn't so big. Yeah. All
right, so For our next podcast, when we get together, when you come back, I would like to just go into the whole story with her and how things went in Albuquerque. And, you know, if you have any pictures that you want to share, that would be all right as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I'm going to give us a shameless plug real quick. You can go on to the Buzzsprout site where you download this podcast and click on there. It says support with donation, support with money or something. Show your support. I don't know. Something to that effect. It's at the bottom of the description. Click on that and you can send us money. And if you'll notate, make sure you put it to the Glow Up Chronicles. But if you want to give something to April and her family directly, make sure you notate that on there, and I'll see to it that she gets it. All right, my dear. Oh, you're more than welcome. You know I love you dearly, right? You know that. Okay.
I do, and right back at you.
I safe travels to you. Godspeed, and we'll talk again. Okay.
Hold
on, because I want to talk to you afterward. I'm going to go ahead and get us out of this.
Okay.
Thank you.